Ellen Tafes Villick, born in 1939, was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in music. As a child in Miami, she studied piano, trumpet, and violin. For a number of years, she was an active violinist in the New York freelance scene, and she was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra during the music directorship of Leopold Stokowski and beyond. She began composing at age 10. She studied at Florida State University, where she now teaches. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a DMA in composition from Juilliard, having studied there with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. Among the many awards she received after that were the Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge Chamber Music Prize, a gold medal in the Viotti International Competition in Italy, grants from the Martha Baird Rockefeller Fund, a Guggenheim Fellowship, the Ernst von Damiani Citation, and fellowships from the New York State Council on the Arts, the McDowell Colony, and the National Endowment for the Arts. So, although you may not have heard of Svillik until she won the Pulitzer Prize in 1983, she was far from unknown in musical circles. In recent years, Svillik has received commissions and performances from virtually every major American orchestra. She held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall for a number of years, and she was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. Ellen Svillik was married to the violinist Joseph Svillik, who died in 1979. Her husband's death prompted a change in her compositional style. Her early works are atonal and dissonant, structurally complex. After her husband's death, Svillik turned to a lyricism and increasingly tonal harmonies, resulting in music which is more accessible to audiences than her earlier works, but still informed with intelligence and a disciplined craft. Svillik says, "I think my music has gotten much more expansive than it was in the 1970s, and I'm interested in a wider range of expression. On the whole, my music has opened up and become more personal and direct." Organic growth of an entire composition from the incipient material is her preferred way of developing a piece. Since her earliest mature compositions, she has been obsessed with the idea of generating an entire work, its large-scale structure, melodic and harmonic language, and developmental processes from the initial motivic material. She says, "To me, that's the most interesting thing about composition. It's the notion of a piece as a voyage that fascinates me. I think the central issue in composition is continuity. It's not just the material you use, it's how it unfolds. The trick is not only to write bar after bar, but to make it inexorable so a piece grabs you and pulls you through." The double quartet for strings comes from this later period in Svillik's career. It was commissioned and first performed by the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center in 1984. This powerful, communicative, and interesting piece is held together through the use of strongly declamatory intervallic structure and by the fact that it keeps its eye or ear on the key of D major. Let's hear it now in a performance by the New York Philharmonic Ensemble, conducted by the composer.